Welcome to The Genuine Optimist. This podcast is about the hope for a better world to come. Optimism comes from the Latin optimum or best thing. Here we talk about the optimum best things, which may at times require us to face the worst. Hold tight. A renaissance is coming. Let's get started. Episode 8, Losing Mass. You know, I'm not talking about losing weight. I'm talking about losing mass. I'm going to explain the difference. In our world today, we do everything in mass. We have mass schooling, which leads to mass shootings. We have mass media, which creates mass manipulation. We have mass marketing, which leads to mass consumerism. Living in mass is the opposite of a single person. Living in mass has consequences. It is like living in war against individualism. Either join the mass or stand alone. Here's the problem. I do not think people want to stand alone, but I also think they do not want to live in mass anymore. They want connection. They want community. They want family. And they want friendship. They want a company culture that is thriving and not a culture that is authoritarian. Human beings do not function well in mass. Some think we do, and they are the problem. Throughout human history, certain elitist powers have pushed for more mass control. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is going to end. A renaissance is coming. We are finally waking up to the elephant in the room. We see the controls that have been kept over our lives for a very long time. Here is what I'm talking about. Power struggles. They are unnecessary. You know, the concept of a ladder of opportunity or the corporate ladder, the pyramid structure, is completely unnecessary. The more we get pushed into a mass body, the greater the argument for the central control efficiency argument the elitists keep pushing on us. And they know that if they can push us into a herd, cattle in the field, and put us all in a herd, in a big mass body, we just act like robots. We just kind of follow along. And so the bigger the mass, the easier it is to manage. And that's what they've been pushing for a very long time. To be honest with you, that's satanic. Satanic mindsets are always trying to get central control. Well, I'm here to tell you that's completely unnecessary. The smaller that we organize in groups, the more we actually self-manage ourselves. We don't need a leader. We don't need a prophet or prophetess over us. Because as Deuteronomy says, would that all the people were prophets. Well, the only way that works is if we decentralize this concept of mass and get back to the most intimate levels of human society. I'm talking about beginning with individualism, family, community, region, neighborhood, that whole concept. That is what's necessary. The power struggles in the models that we've been stuck with for such a long time are completely unnecessary. Let's begin with the first one, globalism. It's a fake ideal. The idea that globalism is going to solve all of our problems and be benevolent and good and righteous and wonderful for all people is completely fake. You know, when I was in college years and years ago, I had a professor who constantly pushed for the UN and the World Court. And I can understand some sort of a justice system on an international level. But for the most part, the UN was not a just system. These were not representatives that we ourselves vote into office. These are appointed positions. And anytime you have an appointed position, you're going to have serious problems. I used to work for the USDA, you know, building affordable housing. And we went to a meeting with the state director. And there he was at the end of the boardroom table with a big, huge buck knife. I swear that thing must have been 15 inches long. And he was cleaning out his fingernails at a meeting. And we knew where the power was. It was just a huge intimidating factor. And he was appointed by the power structure in play. But at that time, it was the Democrats. And all he did was to finagle his way to be the director, the state director. And he had no vision, no purpose, no love for what he was doing. He was just a political operative. So this whole idea of globalism, where even if you have the UN or even if you have the European Union and other, G7 and the G8 and all these different meetings. A lot of these meetings or organizations are appointed positions, especially the UN, and they're not representative of the people. It's a fake ideal. Next is multinational corporations. They are meddlers and schemers. The bigger the organization becomes, the more it needs to meddle in the affairs of our lives. And we have to admit to that. And we don't. a lot of independent podcasters and news media, they're talking about this. They're bringing it up. You have these multinational corporations. You look at some of the big mainstream media, which is really what I call the dead stream media, because they're controlled, and we know they're controlled, and they're manipulating. We know they're manipulating. But they're being controlled by multinational corporations, which have agendas. And these agendas are controlled by interlocking corporate directorships. So you have many people on multiple corporate boards, and they're all cross-pollinating each other, and they're hearing their marching signals, marching orders from another higher up mucky-muck somewhere. So any of this multinational corporations, they are meddlers and schemers. Lastly is apathy. It is killing us. This concept of apathy is killing us, and it's because of mass. Every time we organize in mass, every time we come together as a larger and larger body, we become individually more and more apathetic. And that's what a lot of powers push for. They know that if they push us into a herd, we're going to become like the herd, and we're just going to move easily, and we become apathetic. Anyway, there are two solutions to these problems. Two. The first is the conservation of voice, which I call the purity of democracy. We have not created it yet. We've had small concepts of it, democracy on some level, but we haven't really had a pure democracy. And let me explain what it is. It is voice in a room with people, and everyone in that group, in that room, has to come to unanimous consent. And typically it's a room of, 18 or fewer people. In history, that has happened with 55 people, 55 delegates in the United States Constitutional Convention. 55 people did it. French did it with, over 500 people. They came to a consensus. Only one person dissented. Iroquois Five Nation Confederacy, they came to massive consent on a huge level. But in order to protect voice as best as you possibly can without the intrusions of, overlords and controlling interests, you need to have it modularized and in smaller groups. The more we can conserve our voice in smaller groups, we are going to actually liberate innovation, creativity, the works. It's all just going to come out. But right now, we don't have that. We have people that are pushing to eliminate voice on every level. Here I'm in the state of Utah, and we've got a big battle between protect my vote and protect my voice. And the vote people are just controlling people. They're being manipulated by the media and big interests and corporate interests and big money. Because if we all just go after a popular vote to select our representatives, well, the problem is who's going to influence the voice of that vote? Big media, big money, you name it. They don't see that. That's because they're blind. That's because they're ill-informed. They just think the vote is the highest and best thing. But you need vote and voice kept together. Next is the conservation of responsibility. This is classical liberalism. Every time we allow for people to take full responsibility for something, we are liberating them at the same time. Isn't liberating or giving people the opportunity to take responsibility, isn't that the real true liberal approach? To create open and free avenues for people to become their best self. Well, we've lost what that means to a statist or globalist leftist thinking. In fact, the modern leftist mind, and many on the right, they're both susceptible to this, have been pushing for big global solutions designed by corporate overlords and not the people. They make their agendas sound pretty, but hidden in their intent is an oppressive elitist mindset that are losing mass control, meaning these people that have been pushing for mass control for such a long time, they're losing control. If we think that we can fight this power establishment directly, we are mistaken. We cannot replace a corrupt power over the masses with another power over the masses. Lord Atkin was correct when he said, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. For this reason, we need to start looking at power in a new way. We need to see all the visionary ways we can decentralize it. The first step is the conservation of voice, which I explained about earlier. Letting people talk and allowing for vision to rise naturally from the people and in modular form and with no single representative serving the masses, this will be central to launching a renaissance. I will explain what I mean by modular form in podcasts to come. Just think of a republic, but on a more local scale. The second step is implementing a near strict conservation of responsibility as locally as possible. When we give away responsibility, we become more apathetic as a people. We care less and we have no culture. We have allowed Planned Parenthood to care more than we care. Thus, we give up our responsibility to serve to an outside agency. We have allowed college accrediting agencies to dictate everything we teach and without our consent. We have allowed our lands to be managed at a greater distance by controlling interests with more money. Just about everything these days is about mass, controlling us as a mass, dictating to us as a mass, and manipulating us as a mass. Well, those days are over. We are far more diverse. We are far more creative, and we have greater vision than any mass could ever create on its own. That's why a renaissance is coming, and this voice is a brother to your heart and a friend to your hope. See The Genuine Optimist at genuineoptimist.com. Please subscribe and get notified. You can also follow me on Facebook under The Genuine Optimist.